Unit 10. Business Strategies.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1.
Exercise 2. Directions. Listen carefully and decide who is speaking based on the roles stated in Exercise 1. Then, compare your answers with your partner. The first one has been done for you.
Look, it's obvious. If we increase sales, we'll make a profit. And if we want to increase our sales, we'll have to increase our spending on advertising.
No, you're absolutely wrong. We haven't got the money to increase our spending on advertising. If we increased our spending and still our sales didn't go up, we would be in serious financial difficulties. We should think about reducing our costs. If we reduced our spending on advertising and on other things, then we'd be in a stronger position.
I think what we need is a new product. The products we are selling now are becoming old-fashioned. Few people want to buy them. If we introduced a more up-to-date product, we'd be more competitive now.
But we haven't got the money to back a new design.
Gentlemen, please, let's not talk about if we did this, such and such would happen. Let's think of the real possibilities. Now, what about the contract with Harris? Are we going to get it?
I think if I go and see Harris tomorrow and make him a good offer, we'll get the contract. If we delay, we'll be too late.
Well, if we can get the contract, we'll have some profit in hand. So go ahead and make him the offer. Then we'll discuss our advertising situation.
Exercise 3. Directions. Listen again to know the suggestion, decision of each speaker. Fill in the missing information with what you get from the tape. Check the answers with your partner. Listening to Exercise 1. Directions. Listen to the talk and then discuss in pairs the following questions. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to our organization. Now you all know which departments you're going to. But before you go off, I'm going to tell you a little bit about us and about the rules and regulations which we try to adhere to. The reason why we have these rules is that they help us all to know what we can do, what we must do, and what we shouldn't do, and, in the long run, make this a happy place to work in. First of all, the flexi-time system. Most of you can choose what time you're going to start and finish. However, you must all be here for core time, which is from 10 till 3. You should all work for a minimum of 37 hours a week. And normally, you shouldn't work more than 41 hours. If you look at your job descriptions, you'll see that you should put in an average of 38.5 hours a week. This means you can put in up to an extra 2.5 hours per week. However, at the end of a month, you shouldn't have more than 10 hours overtime, because only 10 hours can be claimed. Is that clear? You all have 18 days holiday a year. 10 of these 18 days must be taken during July, when the company will be closed. The other 8 days may be taken in either 1 or 2 installments. For example, 5 days and 3 days, or 6 days and 2 days, etc. But you can't have 8 separate single days off, or 4 two-day periods off. We have a canteen here, where you can have lunch. Lunch tickets are on sale on Monday mornings only. And this means you must buy your tickets then for the rest of the week. The canteen is open between 12:30 and 2 o'clock, and there are 2 sittings. You should decide on Monday which sittings you are going to attend, and tell the supervisor when you buy your tickets. So, any questions about these 3 points? Flexitime, holidays, and lunch? Before I move on to the next matter? Exercise 2. Directions. Read the information given below first. Then, as you listen again, put a tick in the true column if the information you hear corresponds to the information given below, or in the false column if it does not. Compare your answers with your neighbors.